We are learning Masech Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Yud Amud Beis on the bottom line. We're continuing Difin Amoraim, who started off darshaning the Megillah with a pasuk about the inyan of Haman and Achashverosh, even though it wasn't a pasuk that's part of the Megillah. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak pasuk Pischel High Parash Malchum. This pasuk, a pasuk in Ezra, and the pasuk says Ki Avodim Anachnu. We are avadim, but Hashem did not leave us to be avadim. And He placed chesed on us in front of the Malchi Paras. Amosai, the Darshan, when was that? Bizman Haman. In the days of Haman, Hashem gave us chen in front of the eyes of the Malchi Paras, and Hashem saved us from being avadim or even being killed. Because the end of that pasuk says, "Losis aleinu michya." He gave us life. He gave us life. That was in the days of Haman that Hashem gave us life and did not leave us there. Rav Chanina bar Papa, pasuk Pesach High Parash to Mahacha. Rav Chanina darshins from the following pasuk. In the pasuk it says, the pasuk of the Tehillim, "Akhafta enosh l'rashenu, bonu be'esh v'mayim v'yitzenu l'rvayot." Hashem was rode some rasha to our heads. We came to Eish Uva Mayim, and Lamaise took us out L'Revaya to be free. So what's Be'eish Uva Mayim? Be'eish Uva Nebuchadnezzar, HaRosha. Uva Mayim Mei Parot, Vatetzein L'Revaya Mei Haman. So what does that mean? So Rashi says Be'eish Uva Nebuchadnezzar means She'tilonu L'Soich HaKifshom. Talking about Hananiah, Mishal, V'Azariah. They didn't want to bow down to Rav Elazar. So Nebuchadnezzar threw him into a fire. That means Be'eish. The Mashal learns, it's talking about the Churban HaBayis. So Be'esh means either by Chanani Mishal Vazar, like Rashi, according to Rashi, means Churban HaBayis. B'mayim is made Paroi, where he threw the Zcharim into the water. V'atitzeinu L'Revoyo, that's Mei Haman, that's referring to the days of Haman, where Hashem saved us. Rav Yechanan Pasuk L'Pishchel Hai Parash Mahach. Rav Yechanan started with this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, also Pasuk in Tehillim, Zachar Chasta Yveh Munasa L'Beis Yisrael, Rol Kol Af Se'aretz, Eis Yeshua Selekenu. The whole entire world saw the Yeshua. Amos had Rokal Afsiar said Yeshua Selekenu. When was that? In May, Mardukhai Esther. In the days of Mardukhai Esther, there was Galu L'chol Amim, because they sent letters throughout the whole world. And we saw from that that Hashem, the whole world saw the Yeshua, how Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. The Shlokas Pasuk Episcopal High Parash Malacha. Shlokas starts with this Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Ari Noyhem, a lion roars, and a bear barks. Whatever shaykik means, whatever barking means by a bear, that's what shaykik means. Moishel Rasha al Amdal, a Rasha is Moishel, he rules over a poor nation. So we dash like this. I read Noyam Zev Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. It's referring to Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, who is compared to a lion. The Chsiv Bey, it says about him in a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ola Arye Mesufchai. The lion came up from the forest from where he was from his ambush. Doiv Sheikik, who is Doiv Sheikik referring to? Who's a bear who's roaring? Ze Achashverosh. The Chsiv Beit says in the Pasuk regarding Achashverosh, talking about different galus in the Pasuk in Daniel, it says, V'aru Cheva Acharit Nyana, another Chai came up second. Dom Yeladoiv, similar to a bear. The Torah says, who's this beer? Elu Parsiim, these are the Persians. First of all, they eat and drink like a beer. They have a lot of meat. They're fat like a doiv, like a beer. And they grow hair like a beer. And those have no manucha. They can't sit in one place like a beer. It always moves from place to place. It can't stay in one place. So that's Achashverosh, who is doimed to a beer. The end of the passage says, Moshe Rasha al-Amdal zeh Haman. That's Haman, who's the Rasha. He ruled Al Amdal Al Yisrael Shehim Dalim and the Mitzvahs. At that time, they were Dalim and the Mitzvahs. They had to do tshuva. They weren't doing the Mitzvahs correctly. So that's who this pasuk is going on, and that's how Shlokas started off darshaning the Megillah with this pasuk. Rabbi Loza pasuk first labrash malacha. He darshes from a different pasuk. This pasuk is in Kehelas. Batzal Tayim Yimacha Mekarov Shiflos Yidayim Yilav Bayis. That Pashtal means if someone's lazy, then it'll weaken the roof. And if he's lazy, the water will start dripping through the roof. And we had actually this pasuk in Masechet Tainis. Same drasha. The Gemara drash like this: B'shvil atzlus sohelem yishal shalosk b'Torah, because of the atzatayim, because of the late laziness the Klai Yisrael had for learning Torah, nasa soyne yishal karish baruch hu mach, which means Hashem Himself, just it's a lashon saginar, became weak. Ve'ein mach la'ani. And mach really means get poor. Shenem machu merkecha. Ve'im mikra mikara elakarish baruchu. Shenem amakara b'mayim al yosef. The one who places the mayim as the roof, that's a karish baruchu. So it says va'avitzal time yimacha makara. Kaviyachol means with our laziness and taira yimacha makara. The makara who is a karish baruchu will get poor. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak pasuk pischalai parash demalcha. He started with this pasuk. Shira malos lulei Hashem shayilonu yemino yisrael lulei Hashem shayilonu b'kum lani adam. That we need, we add Hashem with us, we would have been lost when kum aleinu adam. When Adam stood up against us, who is Adam? Adam v'lei melech. Who is the Adam v'lei melech? That's Haman, who is a Adam v'lei melech. And the Mefarshim say that it's worse when an Adam comes against us than a Melech. Because a Melech, Lamaisa, if he has a nation as part of his country, he doesn't want to destroy the whole nation. Because ein Melech b'lo am. You can't be a king without a nation. You need the nation. A king wants the nations. He wants different nations as part of his kingdom. But a person, Haman couldn't care less about Achashverosh's kingdom. Therefore, he was more dangerous. He was more dangerous than Ad Hashem, Lulei Hashem, Shoyolanu, we would not have been saved. Rav Apostle Epistle High Parashat Mahacha. Rav is starting from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Rabbi Sadiqim Yismacham." When Sadiqim are doing good, the Am is happy. Mishal Rasha Yenach. When the Rasha rules, the Olam sighs. The Olam is upset. The Yenacham. So we dance like this. Rav Sadiqim Yismach Ha'am Zer Mordechai VeEsther Dechseve Ir Shushan Shalav Samecha. That's Mordechai VeEsther. It says at that time when they ruled, it says the Ir Shushan was Samecha, we were happy. Shalav Samecha. That when Haman came out of Zer, the whole Shushan was Navaicha. They were crying. Rav Masdama, that's this pasuk. Who is big like the nation of Klai Yisrael, which Hashem is carved to them? And the Marsha explains, because Haman said, Yeshnoi am echod mefaizar umefairad bein ha'amim b'chol medinas. Which, according to the Marsha, could be taiched, that means that they were spread out. Hashem doesn't care about them, all over the place. And that's what the Pasuk says. No, Hashem is craving, b'chol kareinu alav. They're special. Hashem's always close to them. That's the Pasuk he darshan from. And Rav Ashi said this Pasuk, Rashi Mahacha, Oye Hanisa Alikim. And that's referring to Mida Kneged Mida. That you see by that the Mitzrayim got punished Mida Kneged Mida. The same thing. The Haman got punished midik nagamida. He wanted to put up a hang Mordechai on the gallows. He himself and his children were hung up on the gallows. The whole pasuk says, "Oya hanisa lekim lovek loy goy mekarav goy masis va'isus ma'isim mecham v'yachazak v'zer tuyam ragdom klash asa Hashem lechem shalgechem mitzrayim leinecha." And saying that pasuk teaches us midik nagamida that Hashem did to Mitzrayim what they tried to do to you. The same thing happened by the days of Haman. So the Gemara Vayta. Gemara now is going to start darshaning the psukim of it could be a girsa problem, but the Gemara first darshan is a pasuk in Me'ach Shereish. We'll go back to pasuk pischas. We're going to go back to the psichas. One pasuk in the Megillah, he Me'ach Shereish, Amarav Vay Vehe, which is a lotion of kino, a lotion of like a hesped. That's Vayihiach Vayhi B'Me'ach Shereish. Vayhi is a lotion of Vay Vehe, like oh terrible. So some of the girsa, the going as girsa, they really just say Rav Amma Mahachav in this pasuk, v'misukartum sham loyvecha, straight to that pasuk. Like one, this pasuk says v'misukartum sham loyvecha l'avodim shvachos ve'in koina. It says by the teicha that you're going to try to be sold for avodim shvachos, and no one's going to buy you, which is like the worst type of matzav. You can't even be sold for avodim. Why not? Because people say they're going to get killed anyway soon. They have a Xeris Misa on them. They're on death row. Why should I buy them five of them? The same thing happened in the days of Haman. The Yidden were on death row. People wouldn't even buy them for Avadim. But Shmuel Amalim asked them, V'loi ga'altim l'chaloysam. The Pasuk says that Hashem L'maisa was not disgusted in them enough to destroy them. Loi asked them me'yavonim. And the me'yavonim Hashem didn't let them get destroyed. V'loi ga'altim me'yavonim. L'chaloysam, to get them destroyed, me'yavonim. Lohafel brisi Oysam b'mei Parasim, which is really the Gersh b'mei Romans, mei Romim. Kani Hashem l'keichem, that'll be Oshlov mei goyim agar. Hashem will never forsake Klai Yisrael. Not in the days of Yavanim, not in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, not in the days of the Persians, not in the days of Haman, and not in the days of Romans, and not even days of goyim agar. Hashem will not forsake Klai Yisrael. Masita Tana. No, what's out of order? Which one? Yevanim is after Nebuchadnezzar and Haman. Yes. Yeah. The Mashal talks about this. Mashal talks about it because Yevanim was first. The Mashal says Ein Zeke say that what? Yevanim was last. Right. Yevanim was last. Here it's 4-4. Yeah. So the Mashal, the Romans actually are last. The Romans are last. Parsim is the Romans. That's the Girsa. The Mashal asks you a question. Ein Zeke say that Agolio is for Shibra Malchus. I'm reading from the Mashal. The May Haman Kadme Tuva. So the Mashal talks about the drasha doesn't really fit into the lashon of Seyda Agolios, Ayin Sham. Masita Tana loy ma'astim mekastim shemati lehem Daniel Chananya Mashal Azariah. I didn't forsake you in the days of the kastim because I had tzaddikim. Who are tzaddikim? Daniel Chananya Mashal Azariah. Lagalta meyivonim shemati lehem Shimonat Tzaddik because I had the tzaddikim Shimonat Tzaddik who was the Kohen Gadol v'Chashem Noyav one of Matishol Kohen Gadol. So it's a big shaila if Shimon Tzaddik lived the same time as Matishol Kohen Gadol or they were the same or Shimon Tzaddik was Chashem Noyav. It's a big shaila had I learned this, but either way, the time of the Yevanim, we had Shimon HaTzadik, and we had the Chashmonayim, Uvanov, Umatisho Kohen Gadol. L'chaloisam, b'mei Haman, Shemati lehem Mordechai v'Esther. In days of Haman, we had Mordechai v'Esther. L'hafe b'risi yitam, b'mei Parsiim, or b'mei Romans, Shemati lehem, shall base Rebbe, b'chach meidaris. Then I had the Rebbe, and Rebbeinu HaKadosh, and chach meidaris. The reason why it says Parsiim is because the censors took out the words Romans, and they put in Parsiim, really supposed to be the Romans. No nation were able to be shaylit in Klai Yisrael. Rule over Klai Yisrael. This pasuk, the pasuk says in the Torah that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, get rid of all the goyim. Because if not, the pasuk says, whoever's left will be lesikim be'enechem, there'll be thorns in your eyes. Here's the darsh in this pasuk, but I'm getting a little why. Because where did Haman come from? Haman came from Amalek, from Agag, Melech Amalek. And Shaul Amalek did not kill Agag, and because of that, we had Haman. So we learn this is the pasuk, it's very apropos for the Maisa of Purim. Because if you don't get rid of the goyim, look what's going to happen. So here's the darsh in this pasuk, let's reach you as a Yishvaros. Rav Chiya Amar Mahacha, the pasuk at the end of that pasuk, the next pasuk, Vaya Kashadimu, it's the next pasuk after that, Vaya Kashadimu Lase Slahem Es Lachem. And if you don't get rid of them, whatever I plan to do to those goyim, I'll do to you. And that's also happened over here by Haman. Hashem almost killed Klai Yisrael through Haman because Shaul did not get rid of Amalek. Zokta Gemara Vayte, Achashverosh. So here is the Filigoyin is the Girsa Vahi Me Achashverosh Vay Vahei. Now when I start darshing the Megillah, so first in the darshing the name Achashverosh. Achashverosh Amarav, can we darshing like this? He's Achav Shal Roish, which Achav means Rashi says Doimaloy. He's similar to Roish. We'll see who Roish is in a second. Uben Gilo Shal Roish, and he's the same Mazel as Roish. Who's Achav Shal Roish? Achav Shal Roish. Who's Roish? Achav Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. He's like Doima to the Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Shenikra Roish. He's called Rosh Nemar. It says in the pasuk in Daniel, Antu Reisha di Dehava. He saw a dream. He said, "The head, the golden head, that's you." Ben Gilo Yisrael Rosh, who harag, who bikish laharag. Just like Nebuchadnezzar killed, he wanted to kill. Who hechriv, who bikish laharag. Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and Achashverosh wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Nemar, we know that in the days of Daryavash, in the days of Kairish, which is the order of the kings were Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidech, Balshazzar, and then Dayavish HaModai, and then Kairish. So in the days of Kairish, which was before Achashverosh, the king before Achashverosh, he allowed Klai Yisrael to go up and start building the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, "Umachus Achashverosh b'tchilas machusa kos v'sitna yesh yehudu v'shlaim." He put a stop order on the building of their Beis HaMikdash. So he wanted the Machriv. It wasn't Chara, but he stopped the building of Beis HaMikdash. And it wasn't until Achashverosh's son, Dayavesh, did they continue building the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he's similar to Nebuchadnezzar. First, we wanted to kill, and second, we wanted to charve machar of the base of Mikdash. But Shmuel Amar, the lashon Achashverosh is a lashon of blackening. So Huchsharu Panim So Yisrael B'Yamav Kishuli Kedera. The days of the faces of Klal Yisrael were blackened like the bottom of a Kedera in those days. Why? Because they had Yisurim. When people have Yisurim, Yisurim Aguf VaHanefesh, they get blackened. They get weakened. They look terrible. And the times of Achashverosh, they had the Xeris Haman. It was very bad for them when they fast, different things. Anyone remembers Achashverosh? Oy, ach l'roishay. He says, "Oy l'roishay. Oy, my head is hurting me from pain remembering the days of Achashverosh." Rav Chanina Amar, "Shakol nasu roshim v'yomav." Everyone became poor in his days. Shnema va'yosem hamelech Achashverosh mas. Achashverosh placed a tax on the people, so that's what's called Achashverosh. Because in those days, they became roshim. That's also Achashverosh rosh. They became poor. The pasuk goes further in the Megillah. Vayhi me'achashverosh, hu achashverosh, ha'moylech ma'hoidu v'akosh shev v'eser me'ah medina. So what's hu achashverosh? Hu berishoy metchilas v'asayfe. He was a rosh from beginning to end. He never was a tzaddik. And we darshan, once we darshan who, we darshan the other psukim that say who. There's a pasuk in Bereishis that says, hu esav avi edoim, hu berishoy, it means sefer Bereishis, actually, v'yishlach is pasuk. Who Esav? Who Berishim et Chilas va'atzayfei? Esav Berishim et Chilas va'atzayfei. Who Dasan va'aviram? That's another pasuk in the Torah. It says Who Dasan va'aviram? So that also we also darshan that Who Hey Berishim et Chilas va'atzayfon? Who Melech Achaz? Same thing. Who Berishim et Chilas va'atzayfei? The pasuk says Avram Who Avraham. That's not a pasuk in the Torah, by the way. That's a pasuk in Devar Yamim. So that also we say Who Betzitker et Chilas va'atzayfei? We say Hashem that Avram Avinu was. Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Aaron and Moshe is a pasuk in Parashas Va'era? Who Aaron and Moshe? Heim betzitkum chilasavim. There with tzitkum chilav atzayfam. But Davidu akatan. That we darshan. Who bekatnusa? He was ba'nivus. He was humble. With chilasav atzayfay. Kashem she bekatnusa. Just like before he became a king. Hikdan atzmeitz mishugalim. Adam taira. He made himself small in front of the people who were bigger than him in taira. Kach b'chusa. Hikdan atzmeitz mishugalim. Adam taira. Chachma. Even after he was a malchus already, people had more knowledge than him. He was machniyah himself, and he humbled himself in front of them. The pasuk says, "Hamoylech mahoyd va'akush hamoylech." So it sounds like he became king himself. He took the kingdom by himself. Amar Rav, Shemalach Ma'atzmai. He became a king himself. Armel Shvach. Some say this is a good thing. But Armel Gnai. Some say this is not like the Gnai. It's a bad thing about him. Armel Shvach. Lo have inish the choshev l'malku kavasei. That he was the most choshev person to be melech, and that's why he became king by himself. He wasn't from royal lineage. His father was not a king. He was not from the yichus of a king. But he became king because he was the most royal for king. He was the most appropriate to be king. So that's a shvach, it's a choshev person. But I'm going to have a choshev machus. He wasn't really a choshev machus. How did he get the kingdom? He gave a lot of money to get the kingdom. What you see for me at least is that to have a lot of money is not a choshevus. He became the king with a lot of money, and that's a gnai. Mahoidu v'ad kush. It says, Hamoyluch mahoidu v'ad kush, from hoidu to kush. Rav Shmuel, chara mahoidu b'seif ha'ilam. Hoidu is on one side of the world, the kush b'seif ha'ilam, kush on the other side of the world. And he was a king from hoidu ad kush, the entire world. V'chara mahoidu v'kush gabay adodi ha'vikayim. They're both right next to each other. And still, that wouldn't be a chiddush that he's a king of hoidu ad kush, if it's right next to each other. So what we're trying to say is, k'shem shemalach ha'hoidu v'ad kush, just like his moyluch, that you understand, the things in front of him, he was king on that. Kach moyluch b'seif ha'ilam at seif. He was king on the entire world. Ki yoytze v'dava at oimer. Ki roida, this is talking about Shlomo HaMelech. Ki roida b'chol eva hanar, metifsach v'ad aza. Same achlokas. Rav Shmuel, chanam metifsach b'seif ha'ilam v'aza b'seif ha'ilam. Tifsach is one side, aza on the other side. V'chanam metifsach v'aza v'ad aza. They're both in the same place. Have a kaimi. K'shem shemolach al tifsach v'al aza. Just like he was king on tifsach v'al aza. Kach molach al kol o'ilam kuloi. He was also a king on the entire world. And the pasuk goes further. Sheva v'eshem me'ah medina, 127 nations or countries. Omrav chista b'tchila molach al sheva. First he started off because it's bothering him. The pasuk says sheva, then eshem, then me'ah. It's saying me'ah eshem v'sheva. Why go this order? B'tchila he started off his kingdom. He was a king on seven countries. U'b'soif molach eshem. Then he bumped up to 27. U'b'soif molach al me'ah. Then he went to 127. Afraid the Gemara, you make drash like that? El Me'ato, what do you do with this pasuk? It says, Shnei Chaya Amram, Sheva Ushtoish Mas Shana. He's saying, how do you drash those words? Sheva Ushtoish Mas Shana. My drash of it. So the Gemara, Shani Hacha, the Kroy is Seiru. It's an extra pasuk, this pasuk. Mechti, Ksiv Mahoidu Vakush. Ray says, he was king Mahoidu Vaad Kush, which was that means the whole world. So we know, Sheva Esrim, we know it's 1227 Medinas. Sheva of Esrim and Medina Lomeli. Why do you need a pasuk of Sheva Esrim and Medina? Shmamina Ladrasha, that's how that was a Seder, first seven, and then another 20, and then another 100.